Fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Dan Friedel in for VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's only Tuesday, but we've already seen a busy sports week. Here in the United States, people are still buzzing about Tiger Woods' win at the Masters. You couldn't miss that news yesterday. And of course, as we noted during Monday's show, we had the news of the Boston Marathon winners. And as Nick Friedel mentioned, the NBA postseason tipped off. After a full weekend, there were a pair of outstanding games Monday night. In fact, one of the games was so outstanding, I'm just going to let you listen to the ending. The audio comes from the NBA and TNT.
Went 31-point lead by Golden State. Dissipated. Here's Thompson has to fire up a three. Would not matter. And that will do it. A remarkable comeback by the LA Clippers on the Warriors' court here at Oracle. Down by as many as 31.
That's veteran sportscaster Marv Albert. He had the call of the Clippers' remarkable comeback victory in Oakland Monday night against the NBA defending champs, the Golden State Warriors. At one point, the Warriors were ahead by 31 points when Steph Curry and the Warriors took a 73-50 lead into halftime, and Curry had 22 points with 4 three-pointers. It looked as if the Warriors would cruise to a 2-0 series lead over the Clippers. Lou Williams, however, had something else in mind.
For me, we're on national television. You know, you got family, friends, you got people that look up to you. You know, we understand the type of team that we're playing against, so you don't want to be the group of guys getting blasted on national television. And not only that, we've been a resilient team all year. We've come back from some deficits like that before, and we live with our hard work. You know, so that was the most important thing for me.
That's Lou Williams of the LA Clippers, who scored 29 points in the second half to help the Clippers with the remarkable 135-131 comeback win. Montrezl Harrell scored 17 of his own after halftime, including a couple of free throws late in the game to put it out of range for the defending champs.
We, you know, went over adjustments and what we was doing wrong and, you know, where they was getting their shot set. And we started making them swing it to the people that we wanted to go to and just, you know, had to live with if they beat us or not. Simple as that. We definitely came out in the second half, did some defensive things and coverages a lot differently. But I think overall, coming out of the locker room in the second half, I just think we played a lot more harder. You know, we was a lot more aggressive. And we just went downhill and just played, you know, basically Clippers basketball.
That's Montrezl Harrell of the Clippers, who now moved down the California coast with the series tied 1-1. One reporter asked Lou Williams how he managed to score so many points in the half without feeling the pressure of the Clippers being down.
That's a record we didn't necessarily want to have, but, you know, we'll take it. But, you know, you get lost in the game. You're competitive, and you get lost in the game, and you know, once you cut the lead to 12 and you cut the lead to 10 and then you realize you got a game going. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that can get hot. And I just got lost in the moment and just went. Yeah.
Williams, of course, would rather have had his team not needing to make what turned out to be the biggest comeback in NBA playoff history. But he said he told his teammates they should just work to cut the Warriors' lead down and not get embarrassed with friends and family watching the game.
And I've always said to guys, just play hard as you can, live with the results, you know. And so when we have those big deficits like that, I don't think we really think that we can come back and win the game. We just play as hard as we can to give ourselves an opportunity to just not get embarrassed. And then once it gets into a place where it's like, okay, this is doable, I think that's when your mindset kind of clicks.
One sad note coming out of the game, Warriors center DeMarcus Cousins left with what looks to be a serious leg injury. If you remember, Cousins missed the last half of the season last year and the first half of this season after he tore his Achilles tendon while playing for the New Orleans Pelicans. Nick Friedel, who we spoke with yesterday, and joins us momentarily, used Twitter to say the Warriors are worried that Cousins has a torn quadriceps muscle. The series, now tied at one game apiece, moves to Los Angeles and the Staples Center on Thursday night. We're joined now by Nick to continue the NBA conversation. He's an NBA reporter for ESPN. Nick joined us yesterday to talk about the difference between the NBA regular season and postseason. Perhaps Nick can give us some insight into how the Warriors will handle this loss to the Clippers on Monday night. Nick said he thinks the Warriors' only real foe in the playoffs will be themselves.
I would agree with that completely. The only team, Dan, that can beat the Warriors are the Warriors themselves. And whether that's injury or internal drama, I don't believe that there is another team out there, talent-wise, that can even come close to where they're at. When this team is focused, and that seems to be a buzzword throughout our conversation here, nobody beats them. They play at a higher level than anyone else. So from a basketball perspective, there is no team out there that they feel threatened by or that they're concerned about, because they know if they handle their own business and they stay healthy, they'll be there in the end.
We're talking with Nick Friedel from ESPN about the NBA playoffs. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I asked Nick what it's been like to follow the Warriors all year. For a number of years, Nick used to be based in Chicago.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And to be around in this moment when they're going for their third straight title and they're trying to make their fifth straight NBA Finals is unbelievable. You realize then in that moment how much of a grind it is to play and maintain at the highest of levels. And that's what I don't think this group.
And Bill, if we're over toward the end, we can always dump out of one of those LeBron questions.
And are they concerned about Kevin Durant leaving? And they're losing all these games at home by a ton of points. We've never seen that. Part of that, to me, and in talking to some of the players and coaches, is just the mental grind it takes to win night after night and to get everybody's best shot game after game after game. And that's why it ties in nicely to a different part of our conversation. The Warriors were never concerned about what happened in the regular season because they knew that all that really mattered was the playoffs. And were they able to get it done one more time in the postseason? So the mental hurdle that this team has to collectively get over after all this time is staggering, but it's part of the historical journey that they're on. And I think that's the motivation that they're drawing from this year, is that not only are they trying to win one more title in Oakland because they're moving arenas into San Francisco after the season, but they know if they win a third straight title, that hasn't been done in 20 years since the Lakers did it. And they know if they pull that off on top of going to five straight finals for the first time since the 60s Celtics have done it, that is a legacy that they will have no matter what else happens this summer.
That's ESPN's Nick Friedel. We'll have more from Nick in just a moment. However, I wanted to offer you this quick recap from the other game Monday night as the 76ers hosted the Brooklyn Nets. It turned out to be another exciting game as Cameroon's Joel Embiid came back to the floor after missing game one.
Joel Embiid led the way as the 76ers took control in the third quarter for a 145-123 win over the Nets in Game 2 of their first-round Eastern Conference series. Up by one at the half, Philadelphia opened with a 14-0 run, keyed by Embiid, who scored 8 points in that run that was kept by his basket that pushed away to 15. Embiid had 13 points in the quarter and finished with a game-high 23.
We made a big point of finding me in the post, and feel like my teammates did a great job of finding me.
Tobias Harris at a 19 for the Sixers, who evened this best of seven series at one game apiece. Game 3 set for Brooklyn Thursday night. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I asked Nick Friedel some questions about the Eastern Conference, too. For example, is this the year the Boston Celtics managed to put it together especially after a rocky regular season?
Dan, I really do. I still believe in the Celtics, and I know a lot of people have jumped off that bandwagon for a variety of reasons throughout this season because they've been so up and down, but that team has a swagger about them when they get to the playoffs. Last year, they got all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. They almost got to the finals, and that was with LeBron in the East. And they didn't have Kyrie Irving. They didn't have Gordon Hayward. Now, this group is going to feel like they can put it together. The regular season doesn't matter if you get through the postseason and you get ultimately to the finals, in Boston's case, and you can put all those bad memories away. So, absolutely. I think they can hit the switch. And they can find their way, and I'd be surprised if they didn't get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, because I'm not a believer, at least this year, in Milwaukee being able to make that run, and I think that Boston, despite all their flaws in the regular season, will find their way in the postseason.
That's Nick Friedel of ESPN, and I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Celtics lead the series with the Indiana Pacers 1-0. The two teams are back in action on Wednesday. The Pacers, as you might remember, made an impressive run to the playoffs despite losing Washington, D.C. area native Victor Oladipo partway through the season to an injury. I asked Nick if he thinks the Pacers will have a chance without Oladipo.
No. I think Oladipo is so crucial to the success of that team on a nightly basis as far as elevating into potentially getting out of the first round of the playoffs and moving forward in a postseason run. Oladipo never, in my mind, got enough credit for just how much his game developed in the last couple of seasons. But when he went down, that Pacers group plays very hard on a regular basis. I just don't think they have the talent in and around that roster, around Oladipo, to make any kind of noise in the playoffs. I would expect them to bow out against the Celtics, but it's a credit to them that they've even gotten to this point after such a terrible injury for Oladipo, because a lot of people around the league were ready to write them off at that moment.
Regardless of what happens in the first round, it's been a great season for the resilient Pacers. I'm Dan Friedel, and we're talking with Nick Friedel, ESPN's NBA reporter, here on the Sunny Side of Sports. Sunny will be back on Wednesday. Speaking of other Eastern Conference teams and NBA players with African heritage, I asked Nick about Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks. It looks like Giannis may be the league's MVP, unless James Harden of the Houston Rockets beats him out. The Bucks were the top seed in the Eastern Conference, and Antetokounmpo averaged just over 27 points and 12 rebounds per game. The Bucks led the NBA with 60 wins.
Giannis has been incredible. There's a very solid chance he's going to win the MVP award, and he's just going to get better, which is the scariest part for the rest of the league. Having said that, I still don't believe that the Bucks have enough around him to get all the way to the finals this year. It's always a struggle for teams who haven't gotten out of the first round to go from out of the first round all the way into the finals in one fell swoop. I think Milwaukee made a really good hire with Mike Budenholzer, and he's helped get the supporting cast in the right places to have success around Giannis, but I'm still not buying that Milwaukee can get all the way to the finals this season.
One thing Nick mentioned was the importance of star power for playoff teams. Now, even though the Orlando Magic surprised Masai Ujiri's Toronto Raptors in the first game of the playoffs, it seems as if the Raptors, thanks to moves by Ujiri, the general manager, may have a chance to get out of the Eastern Conference and into the NBA Finals, certainly since LeBron James is no longer playing for Cleveland or Miami, and because of a certain player named Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Dan, I really like what Masai did. I like the moves that he made, and even if Kawhi does leave this summer, you feel like the Raptors have more of a chance to get to the finals than they've had at any other point in time. Kawhi Leonard gives that team a superstar edge that they haven't had before. I still don't believe completely in the Raptors just because we've seen them fall so many different times on the playoff stage, but we've never seen them with Kawhi. And if he can show up night to night and raise the game of everybody else around him, then I do think there's a chance they could ultimately get there. I like the roll of the dice that this team has made, though, because they weren't going anywhere of any relevance. You can win a lot of games in the regular season, but when it matters the most, if you keep getting bounced out of the playoffs, nobody's going to remember you that much. So if it doesn't work, they're going to try a new direction, but at least you give yourselves a chance, and I think that's what the Raptors have done going into this postseason run.
Of course, no NBA player has dominated the playoffs in the last decade like LeBron James. I asked Nick, what will it be like this spring without King James in the postseason?
I think it's thrown off the rhythm of the entire league, Dan, frankly, because so many teams now, especially in the East, feel like they have a legit chance. And that was not the case at the start of the playoffs for years and years. I mean, the Warriors aren't concerned about anybody because they feel like they have the talent to win every game that they step on the floor for. But when you have gone against the mental hurdle of playing LeBron in the playoffs year after year, and then he's not there, everybody's kind of looking around like, okay. Like, it's like a cloud has been lifted for all the rest of these teams. So I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be enjoyable to watch for fans because you're not sure. In so many of the years when LeBron was at the peak of his powers, at least in the East, you were pretty sure who was coming out of the East. In a broader sense, I don't think it's a great thing for the league moving forward because, you know, I talked about star power before, but stars drive television ratings and stars drive contracts and advertising dollars. So, you know, while you can develop other stars over time, everybody, even if you don't follow basketball on a daily basis, knows who LeBron is. And when you take that kind of star out of the basketball universe on this kind of playoff stage, I think that the league is hoping for sure that the Lakers can get things together going into next season.
That's Nick Friedel of ESPN, and I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I had one last question for Nick, and that was whether he thought LeBron may have made a mistake moving to Los Angeles as a free agent. After all, the Lakers missed the playoffs, they alienated some of their young players trying to wrangle an Anthony Davis trade. LeBron missed about a quarter of the season with what turned out to be a significant injury. And all of that wound up leading into what will be a tumultuous offseason with Magic Johnson leaving the top basketball operations job.
Dan, from a basketball sense, yeah, that's certainly possible because he may not be able to land the type of second star that he thought he could when he got there. But is it a mistake? I would say no on a broader level because LeBron wanted to go to L.A. I mean, he wants to be a movie star. He wants to produce movies and get into that next phase of his professional career and his life. And obviously his family is happy there. So on a basketball level, when he made the move, I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to work. And we've seen how it worked. It didn't work. The players around him weren't good enough. And he, at this stage in his career, isn't able to play at that same high level every single night, and then his body started to break down, the likes of which we haven't seen before. But, you know, anybody who says, oh, you know, he made a mistake, he wanted to go to L.A. He wanted to be there. And basketball was just a part of the equation. I've seen the quotes where he's like, you know, I still want to win. I want to win. If he wanted to win, he would reload in the East and find his way there. I mean, to go from going to the finals all these years in a row to not even making the playoffs, that is jarring. But again, it all revolves around LeBron wanting to be in Los Angeles for the next few years of his life on and off the floor.
Thanks, Nick. That's my cousin Nick Friedel, who covers the NBA for ESPN. Be sure to follow Nick all spring into the NBA Finals on Twitter at Nick Friedel. That's F-R-I-E-D-E-L-L. Three games tonight in the NBA playoffs. Sonny will have that for you on Wednesday's show. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We're joined now by my colleague, Gwen Uten, who has this story on how Tiger Woods' big win over the weekend at the Masters may make the 43-year-old an important name in advertising once again. I, for one, remember how you couldn't turn on the television in the first part of this century without seeing a Tiger Woods commercial. But due to his family and on-course struggles, he's been conspicuously absent. The win on Sunday may change all that. Welcome, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Dan. Tiger Woods gave his fans reason to celebrate with his fifth Masters win on Sunday, and he gave investors with the brand company Nike reason to cheer as well. Tiger's partnership with Nike began when he first turned pro over 20 years ago, and he sported the familiar swoosh logo ever since. A series of personal and professional setbacks derailed Tiger's career for 10 of those years and cost him several endorsements. But Nike stood by him through the ups and the downs, and their loyalty has been amply rewarded. Tiger ended his 11-year major title drought on Sunday, and Nike shares were up 1% by the following morning. And as a nod to their longtime ambassador, Nike released an ad titled Tiger Woods, Same Dream. The ad received nearly 500,000 views on YouTube in less than a day and 24 million hits on Twitter by Monday afternoon. Mike Bacco is the sports editor for DailyNational.com and spoke about the longtime partnership between Tiger and the Nike brand.
So Nike was one of the only brands that stayed with him throughout everything that he's been through, from the marital strife to going to rehab to the injuries to not really performing well on the golf course. So Nike struck quickly right after he won the tournament by releasing a social media video. I'm sure there's going to be much more to come after this, but they've really been with him from the very beginning and through his really hard times. And what they're really seeing right now is an uptick not only in their stock, their awareness, but this partnership with Tiger will continue to grow.
And in another sign of professional redemption, Mike Bacco says, Tiger is now on track to win back his endorsements and then some.
I think one of the things that you may want to think about is that Tiger Woods is now going to become almost an endorsement-free agent in a way. He's lost so many of his endorsements over the last few years, especially some name brand prestige brands like General Motors, Tag Heuer, the watch company, and Gillette. Right now, those could potentially be in play because Tiger Woods is back as a winner. You're not getting the Tiger Woods who is a legend and you're hoping that he comes back. Right now, you have a golfer who is not at the top of his game, but certainly is a winner, and that's going to be very appealing for brands.
And Tiger certainly looked like a winner on Sunday in more ways than one. Throughout the Masters tournament, Tiger sported a retro look, the same mock turtleneck style he wore when he claimed his fourth Masters title in 2005. The turtleneck was Nike, of course. And in what could be called a tsunami effect, Tiger's comeback could also revitalize the golf industry. Enthusiasm for the sport seemed to take a dip in the years Tiger struggled to get back into winning form, but now it's expected that TV ratings of golf tournaments, sales of golf equipment, and company stocks will likely rise.
And that wraps up the April 16th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger and VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Friedel. Sonny's back tomorrow, and that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has made headlines for pushing through unprecedented reforms. But many challenges lie ahead in creating a national consensus. Discussing Ethiopia's future on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
There is clothing that can help cool you down on hot days. And of course, there are a number of clothing options for keeping warm on colder days. Now, researchers at the University of Maryland say they have developed a new fabric that not only can cool or warm, but can automatically sense conditions to determine which mode to activate. On hot days, the fabric opens up and allows body heat to escape. On cold days, it limits the amount of heat that is allowed to pass through it, allowing the body to retain heat. The researchers say their new fabric is made with a special yarn that consists of fibers of two different synthetic materials. The yarn is then coated with carbon nanotubes, which is considered to be a unique type of lightweight and conductive metal. The developers admit that more research must be conducted before the fabric can be made available commercially. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Oh.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs, such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA News.
VOA.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News.